Welcome to the Christian Science Daily Lift. Thanks for tuning in. Joining us from Princeton, New Jersey is Emmanuel Tequila. Emmanuel's sharing his inspiration in French and English.
With the use of technology and data privacy, there is usually the prompt to opt in or opt out for information. We can choose to participate in something like a service, program, or communication. Opt-in requires consent. Opt-out means taking action to refuse participation. We can apply the same reasoning from a spiritual standpoint. One morning, I woke up with so much worry after watching the news about wars, immigration, and tariffs. I felt overwhelmed. I knew I was faced with a choice: opt in to accept that the world around us is only chaos, without a loving God governing it, or as a Christian Scientist, to opt out of what the Bible calls carnal mind's narrative of fear and uncertainty. There was only one choice. That morning, I turned humbly to God in prayer to know that each and every one of us is entirely spiritual. Mary Baker Eddy's word resonated deeply with me. It is wise earnestly to consider whether it is the human mind or the divine mind which is influencing one. So it is our duty to seriously consider which one it is. And for me, it is the unchanging truth that God's government is perfect and unchanging, leaving no one out. We are all living and moving under God's care in His kingdom, where we all have our unique spot. I connected with the peace that God is always giving us. The worry dropped away. The Bible reassures us, "For the mountains shall depart, and the hills be removed, but my kindness shall not depart from thee." Today, let's opt out of the world chaos and opt in to God's peace, love, and care. That's where we can find the calm we all yearn for.
This podcast is produced by the First Church of Christ Scientist in Boston, Massachusetts, USA. Copyright 2025.